And now, the Toy of the Week podcast with me, Adam Paulus, from Entertainment Earth. This week, we're going to look at the newest craze in old crazes. Hasbro put out their Star Wars Fighter Pods line. Fighter Pods are very small minifigures. They are fully painted, not articulated, and they're very rubbery. I don't think I've read about them on the Little Rubber Guys forums yet, but they should be there soon, because this seems like it would be something that would fit. The figures are more or less randomly packaged. Some are blind packaged, some aren't. They measure about an inch tall. Some are a little bit shorter, some are a little bit taller. But they're very, very tiny, and they're very, very neat. They're also kind of expensive, depending on what configuration you get. They come in 2 packs, 4 packs, 8 packs, 12 packs, and 16 packs. There are vehicles, there are figures, and there are little round, clear things you can put them in and hit things with them. I guess the whole idea is that you bash them and fight with them and stuff, kind of like, but not Bakugan. Each vehicle is a single piece, basically, and you can stick one of these little clear orbs in the middle, and it spins like a wheel, and you can put a figure in there and make them dizzy, I guess. You can also push down on it and drop it on other figures. I don't know, I'll be honest with you, I haven't read all the instructions and paperwork yet. There might be a game associated with it, but I don't know what it is. I've just been collecting the figures. There are 48. I think I have all of them except for like 4 or 5. I need to double check. But, because there are a lot of them that are pretty similar. Just looking on top of my desk here, I've got them on my computer monitors. I've been opening up a bunch of them in the last couple of days. On an average, let's see, I have a computer monitor that is about 12 inches wide. And on that 12-inch monitor, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 figures. And I could probably put 17 or 18 figures on top of a flat LCD monitor. They're that small. You can just line them up, and it's a great way to store a collection without it really getting in the way, because they're tiny. I mean, if you wanted to, you could probably put the entire run in your mouth. I wouldn't recommend it. But there are 48 figures. There's lots of duplicates. There's multiple Yodas, Jangos, Bobas, Stormtroopers, Sand Troopers, Clone Troopers. Not so many Lukes. Very few Han. A lot of Chewbacca's, Darth Maul, you know, it's a good mix of figures, very little Clone Wars, mostly movie-based, with a couple of troopers. They're neat because they're very small and they're kind of cute, and I believe I was told they were all sculpted by Hasbro's Eric Siebenhaler. Forgiveness if I pronounce that incorrectly. He used to head up the Transformers team, and he's a talented dude. They're cute, they're wacky, they're deformed. It seems like something you probably found in a Japanese capsule, but they also look a lot like the Squinkies toys, which you can find at your favorite retail toy store. They have little holes in the bottom, and you can attach them to the little pods they come with if you want. I'm still trying to figure out why you'd want to. Mostly I think they're interesting from the sense of a collectible figure line. I believe Hasbro already confirmed there's over 100 sculpts ready to go, and I don't know if we're going to see them all this year or not. Given the price point, I don't know that a lot of you are going to be jonesing to collect these. I mean, my original plan was, well, I'll just get a few of each and see how it worked out. And as of right now, it looks like I'm pretty close to a complete set, and I got some extras to sell or trade. So I'm pretty surprised. There's Jabba the Hutt. There's a Han Solo Carbonite block out now. Emperor, Darth Vader, R2, 3PO, Royal Guard, Lando. Basically, it's as much as you could get as the greatest hits kind of a line. They're not Galactic Heroes, really. They cost almost the same, which is unfortunate, but they got big heads. They do not have any articulation whatsoever.